Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of Preparing for Battle. I'm your host, Roz, and we're waiting for Lord Sterling if he isn't in the waiting box already. Is he, Dorothy, or?
Nope. You're the only one there. You're all by your lonesome.
Oh, that's just great.
So let's chat then before he gets here. You gave him the call-in number, I'm assuming.
Yes, I did all that. Yep, I did.
Okay.
So, hold on. Let me try to fix my phone here. Here.
Okay, let's have some dead air. So Lord Sterling will be on tonight. I'm sure he'll call in shortly. That should be an interesting interview. If you've seen the show notes, let me see here. He is the Right Honorable Earl of Sterling, Hereditary Governor and Lord Lieutenant of Canada, Lord High Admiral of Nova Scotia. And he has a blog where he covers diverse topics, including European and North American politics, economics, strategy, war, religion, height, technology, end time, medicine, Scotland, Scottish clans, Scots peerage, law, and more. So it should be quite an interesting interview tonight. Don't you think, Roz?
Yes, Dorothy. Sorry, I'm really hoping I need to go through my email and see where his number is so I can give him a call.
You want me to give him a call from within the show?
No, I'll go ahead and try and give him a call. I'm just going to put you on hold just for a minute and see if I can't get a hold of him. Okay.
Just hold on.
Yeah, just ramble. I'll be right back.
Oh, Missy, on last night's show, it was Rob Skiba, and he did an excellent job on that interview, told us about his project that he's working on, feedtheseries.com. It was awesome. I was floored. So much information on his site, too. And I believe I've listed the website for Lord Sterling on the show page. That would be europebusiness.blogspot.com if you want to see what he's about. Quite an interesting blog. I know all of us Christians are watching the news and holding our breaths as the Obama administration does their thing, you know, with all the NSA spying and all the hooliganism that is going on there, watching our country just fall apart. But Father told us it would happen, and it is. So what else can I ramble about? Let's see. I don't know if any of you have ever tried to ramble. It's quite difficult. Let's see. I know I'm not to say. I'm trying to think if there's anything. There was so much news today that I posted on my Facebook page, and I'm trying to remember it all. It seems like that the NSA whistleblower has been found. He's in Hong Kong somewhere. And he's doing okay. That's good to hear. But, you know, Ron Paul said today that he's afraid that Obama is going to take Eric Snowden out with a drone or a missile. I don't think he could get away with that. Don't know if he'd try. Okay, Missy, help me ramble. What did you see on the news today, Missy? And for those of you in the archives, Missy is in the chat room. Yeah, he has been taking a lot out. I do believe that Breitbart was taken out. Just a lot of people. And like I said, Rob Skiba was on last night. That was awesome. Yes, Quail lists dead scientists that have been taken out. That's interesting. Why do they want to take out the scientists? I mean, I know they're virologists, but why take them out? That's what I don't understand. Let's see, what else? My mind is just blank. I don't know what to, maybe I should play a song. You want to hear a song, Missy? Because they are smart and might get conscience. That's the thought, but what about? I mean, they're just virologists. What are they doing that, or working on, that could get them killed? Are they doing biological warfare? Are they working on the chemtrails? Amazing Grace on bagpipes. I don't have it on bagpipes, but I do have it on piano in the Quay. Oh, yes, and GMO and cloning. That's true. That's true. It was so interesting last night. Rob said, if you want to get down to the technical definition of Nephilim, even our GMO food could be considered Nephilim because it's the mixing. That just struck me. I don't have any bagpipes. You should celebrate your Scottish roots. Let's see. I'm going to play In the Garden by Norm Hastie. While we wait for Roz to corner our guest somewhere.
Thank you.
All right, let's look at a few headlines then. I just went over to my Facebook page. It looks like TV Hale says that there are tornadoes dropping out of the sky left and right in different areas of Illinois, and there's hail being reported, and it could be really bad for some people tonight. So we should pray for those people. I've never been in a tornado, and I don't think I ever want to be. Let's see, what else is going on? Ooh, a picture of a tornado. You can't see that. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't prepare headlines for tonight. I mean, I should. 300 abortion doctors do abortions after 20 weeks, 140 after 24 weeks. That is just heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Let's see what else is going on. John Kerry is really committed to Islamism and gay rights around the world. That's from Front Page Magazine. I would like to apologize for tonight's delay. I can't end the show and start it again. That's against the rules at Blog Talk. Once you start the show, that's it. Welcome to the show, Chock Full. We're waiting on our guest right now. So this is Dorothy, and I'm just rambling and going over random news. Roz is off getting the guest. Let's see. Let's see. I know we're not supposed to have dead air on the radio. The ACLU filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration over the NSA surveillance program. See how far that gets. I'm surprised the ACLJ isn't behind them. Oh, it's the ACLU, yeah, Civil Liberties Union. I could see, who's the conservative version of that? Jay something? Can't remember his name. That's terrible. Tough getting old. A lot of people are upset about this whole NSA thing. I'm seeing posts all over the place with it. They're just upset about this NSA thing and the IRS scandal. I mean, really. I mean, Taxman has a bad enough name. They don't have to add poor behavior to it. Oh, that's cute. The Patriot Act author is blaming the NSA for widespread surveillance. That's cute. Oh, Jim Wilhelm has requested special prayer for a woman named Shirley. She's 70 years old and had a heart attack and a second one in the hospital ER. Not doing well, and he's not sure where she stands with the Lord. And she's the grandmother of his stepdaughter's best friend. I don't know if you know Jim Wilhelm, but he's a wonderful, sweet guy. He's on Posing the Matrix sometimes. If you take a moment to pray for her salvation and health, it would mean a lot to the family who's taking it hard as they do not have the hope in Christ that we have. You know, that's something I think about often. With everything we have to deal with on a daily basis, I can't imagine.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah. So
okay,
I can't imagine going first without Father. Go ahead. But in the middle of a sentence.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not
just
saying.
What?
I'm just saying. Just letting you know. Cause
well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I had my hair in. My hair was in front of the thing in the phone, and I didn't hear you. So I apologize. Sorry about
that. I'm gonna bite my tongue. I'm just thinking that's some awful thick hair.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with him, and he forgot about the show, and he is on his way to church. And I told him, I said, you know, don't worry about it. He said, no. He said, I don't do this. I'm so sorry. He said, I just forgot. So he's on his way to church.
It happens.
That's what I told him. I said, you know what, Lord Sterling? I said, it happens. He goes, no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
He said, I'm sorry. So, you know, I mean.
So do you want to do anything else instead?
No, I mean, I didn't have anything in mind. I mean, I didn't have anything in mind. You know, I just want to say to pray for cold water.
What's the matter with cold water?
His mom. They just found lumps all over his mom. She's got cancer, and she doesn't have too much longer. We need to pray for him. We all need to pray for him and his mom and just keep them in your thoughts. I said a prayer with him earlier when I was talking to him, and you know, so anybody who's listening to this now or later on, just keep him in prayer and just lift him up and this isn't easy for anybody. And also, I just want to let you guys know that next week I go for a biopsy. And I know Dorothy just went, you just had yours, didn't you?
Oh, mine, it wasn't a biopsy. They just took a picture, and then now they want another picture. And
okay.
Just decided, you know what, it's not anything. I'm just lumpy inside.
Right, yeah. So I'm going for mine next week, and just if you could just pray for us they probably found a mystic pizza in your tummy. That's what they found.
That's what they found, a piece of that pepperoni.
Yep. All right, that's some good pizza. Can't go no wrong with mystic pizza. What?
Asking for prayer tonight, Jim. No. See, talk about memory. John McTiernan. Is it John? No. Jeffrey Greider on Now the End Begins is doing a special prayer request for blog talk show tonight. Jeffrey Greider, that's Now the End Begins, right? NTEB.
Okay.
So I did post that on my Facebook. Anybody that wants to, I post a lot of news and current events, and I must admit a few cat things on my Facebook. I mean, who can resist Grumpy Cat, right?
Dorothy, you know, you have to help me put up a blog.
What are you going to blog about?
Well, I want to put a blog up with dreams and visions. And then I want to just put up a blog with, like, I can put current news on there, a place where people can, you know, put their stuff up there as well if they have prayer, you know. And, you know, if there's any, you know, special requests that they, you know, any time that they feel that they need to get a hold of us somehow, or they want to report news to us so we can get it out there right away.
I just do all that on my Facebook.
But I want one for Roz.
You want one for Roz? You have Facebook.
Well, no, I want to do that. I want to do a blog page for preparing for battle. And
okay.
You know.
I guess WordPress would be the place for that, right?
I guess I don't know. Tom Mack was saying something about GoDaddy or something.
Oh, stay away from GoDaddy.
I don't know what he's. Well, you know, he's Tom.
I don't, GoDaddy is a excuse me, is for website, and their commercials are disgusting, and you really don't want to be associated with naked women.
No, I don't. Oh, that's gross.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and GoDaddy messed with the Hagmans as well. I had forgotten that. Thank you, Missy, for reminding me of that.
Is she in that room?
Yes, she's in our room, and she said yes, she would keep an eye out.
Oh, good. That would be really great. That would be really great. If you could help us out with that. You know, just kind of, you know.
And that's my Facebook page if anybody wants to friend me and look at a lot of current events.
So I'd like to get a blog going where, you know, people can go and they can, like I said, report stuff, and then, you know, they can post their dreams and visions, and, you know, just like a, like they can just go there to talk, you know, just put up comments or, you know, whatever, how they feel, prayer, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, excuse me.
Can I tell them about the ministry I'm trying to get a hold of for an interview?
Yeah.
Or should I hold that off on that?
Hold on.
Excuse me. That was a
I put the phone away from my mouth. Excuse me. Oh, thank you. She said, bless you. Thank you. You know, and I put the phone, like, away from my mouth. That must have been really loud.
Sounded like it came from your toes. It really
Jeez.
Did. do you want me to tell them about what I'm trying to get a hold of for an interview?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I happened to stumble across a ministry for, and it's right here in Connecticut, for homosexuals who want help, father's help, to curb their behavior. And I know one of the, Rob and I have talked about this privately, and it seems to us that these homosexuals are being lied to by both the world, with them telling them it's okay, and when deep inside, I mean, we have that God thing in us. He put it in there. So basically they end up with a shame-based personality anyway.
Yeah.
And then the church lies to them either by telling them that God loves them as they are, which is true, and they don't have to change, which is wrong. But as far as I know, Father wouldn't, I mean, it's a sin. Yes, it's a sin. What would we do if people hated us for the sin we were in before we were saved? I mean, it's just a sin. And this ministry ministers to those people. And I just, guy's name is Stephen Bennett. And I just sent him an email today, so we'll see. But just right now when the LGBT thing is going on so strong and the Boy Scouts thing is going on, I just think it's important to the body of Christ to reach out to these people.
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah.
Yeah, it's Stephen Bennett. It's S-T-E-P-H-E-N Bennett. B-E-N-N-E-T-T, I believe, is the proper spelling. I'll go over and get the link. I have it bookmarked. I've got it right where, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? Has a very good teaching on it, too, you know? Okay, copy this. Uh-oh, I lost the studio. Anyway, I'm getting the studio back up, and I'll post it in the chat room. The show is still going, right, Rod? Oh, the chat room's gone. Okay. Roz, are you there? Roz? All right, I'll keep talking because I can see we're still on the air. There we go. There we go. Roz? I'm not getting Roz. I don't see her drop. But anyway, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but this is just so pertinent in our time to me. You know? And there are so many hurting people out there that isn't that what we are commanded to do, to go out in the world and tell people the good news? And I just can't see Father, I don't know if I mentioned, I just can't see Father calling something a sin and that then not making a way out of it. I mean, exactly. And I would love to understand more, because I know part of it is a spirit that oppresses people, and some people say they're born that way. I'm not too sure about that.
Dorothy, excuse me just for a minute. They say they're born that way, and I'm just wondering, I wonder if that has anything to do with the generational curse. Maybe they are from the curse. Is that possible?
Well, Rob and I were talking last night how they have found that sin actually... excuse me, weather.
Bless you.
Sin actually causes a scarring on the DNA, and the same type of skin, like a murderer... we'll have it in the same place as another murderer.
Yeah.
And someone another sin has it in another place. So this you know, we are spiritual beings.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot more that we just do not know. And it would be nice if we could find out, you know. That's just intriguing to me. I like all that science stuff.
Yeah, same here. I'm pretty into it.
So, anyway, I'm trying to get that person on. Maybe when we reschedule Lord Sterling, if he goes to church on Wednesday night, we should schedule for a Tuesday or a Thursday.
No, he told me to reschedule for next Wednesday. And I talked to Sister Pat, and she said that I'm supposed to call her tomorrow, and we're going to discuss when she'll be coming on, too. So that'd be a pretty good question to ask her.
Who is that? I'm sorry, I missed that. I was reading.
Dr. Pat Holliday.
Oh, that would be a good question for her.
Yes, very good. I don't know.
She's doing a lot of... she's doing Jezebel spirit.
Did I tell you about that dream I had?
Which one? Because you had so many you told me about.
Giant dream. I don't want to hear that name.
Anyway, you know what would be cool, too, is I know a lot of people do have, you know, Father's giving us all dreams and visions, and I'd love to hear other people's dreams and visions.
Yeah, I know. That's what I would. I would too.
Had a cute one. Yeah.
I would too. For sure.
But yeah, and who else are we trying to get on? There's.
Man, Doug Woodward and L.A. Marzulli together. I just talked to Klaus Dona yesterday, and it's hard to keep him in one spot. To talk to him long enough. I think he was just kind of in and out. I'm still working on Stuart Best. You know, I've been doing radio for a long time, and man, I, you know, it's still hard for me to get people on. Oh, didn't I just? Oh yeah, you know what? I said something to Russ Dizdar, and he messaged me back.
Email. You might be better off calling him if you have his number. You know who I want to get on?
Used to have his number, but he said he would do it. I gotta make time. I gotta see what time is good for him because he's really busy. It's really hard, you know. When I started doing radio 5 years ago, it was so much easier to get these guys on. You know. They were still doing what they're doing, but they weren't doing it. I don't think they were doing it a lot, but they weren't bombarded like they are now. My goodness.
I want to get Nathan Liao on. I haven't listened to his latest release. I'm sure it's awesome because Father Gibson's an awesome vision. He really does.
I'm working on him. Him and I had a discussion a couple weeks ago, and I won't say on air what we were talking about, but we were talking about him coming on. He'll make time. He said he would.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he will.
And
he'll make.
I've got his number written down somewhere, so I'll be able to find the studio this time.
You've got his number?
Yeah, I got his number from last time. I copied it down from in the studio.
Could you do me a favor and give it to me? Because, you know, it took me that short of amount of a time to lose it.
I have to look for it. It's in a notebook.
Well,
okay?
I know the first 1, 2, 3, 6 numbers.
But, yeah, I'll look it up and give it to you. Missy wants Stuart and Laffy on as a team. That would be cool.
I'm working on it.
Stuart's busy right now. Very busy. He's so busy he hasn't been doing his stupid things with YouTube. So, I love those. Missy suggests Vernon C. Hale. Do you have contact information on him?
For who?
Vernon C. Hale, H-A-L-E.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Sounds kind of familiar to me, too.
You know what? Someone had mentioned for me to get Michael Baudet on.
Oh, I would love to get him on.
How am I supposed to get him on?
He's at Hand of Help Ministries. He's just done the show with Rick Wilde, either today or yesterday.
No, somebody has suggested that. Roz, why don't you get him on your show? And I'm like...
Anybody who has a website, they have a contact. I could go and ask. I mean, they can say no, but, you know.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to do all this because I work. It's not as easy as it was before when I wasn't working.
But just let me know, and I will email. Like I said, I just emailed that ministry today. I don't know if I'll actually be able to get Stephen Bennett on, but I'm sure there's someone in the ministry who could do that.
Well, why don't you try and get Michael Bodea on? Oh, look, I got a Steelers thing.
If I count, I don't get.
No, I don't have that. Why don't you see if you can get him on?
Michael Bodea? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Michael Bodea. I think you're the only one they can get Klaus on.
Klaus is very funny. No, he's very funny about who he goes on with.
I know, but he's been on with you before.
Klaus has been on with me a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he's just funny about, you know, who he's on with. That's all.
He just gave me Lunan's Facebook page. Thank you, Han. Open that new page. Hi, Hadassah. How are you doing? Guests forgot about the show, so we're just chatting now. We're talking about possible future guests right now. So.
And I'm just giving Dorothy a headache as usual.
Yes. Headache is in the lower part of the anatomy, though. I won't say where.
Dorothy's like my spiritual mother. Dorothy's been listening to the show for years, and, well, we kind of adopted each other.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I didn't realize I have so much paint.
Has anybody else got any suggestions who they...
Oh, I know Doug Woodward suggested somebody. Who was that? David Lowe? Yeah, David Lowe.
David Lowe, who is he?
Now, I know I've been in contact with him before. It's he's one of Doug's Doug knows him, Doug Woodward. My buddy
Doug. I do want to get Doug Briggs on again. I'm very, I'm a little bit attached to people, those girls that he's been working with. I just wonder how they're doing.
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll have to call Pastor Doug and see what he's doing.
And another good one we should have on is maybe you mentioned him, the guy who wrote Corrupting the Image.
Corrupting the Image.
Doug Hamp.
Doug Hamp. Okay, yeah.
Too many Dougs.
Yeah.
I wonder if he would be the one to ask them about the sin scarring the DNA.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though, these guys that are manipulating, they're in some hot water.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's one thing when you get a spanking, right? But it's another thing when...
They're going to get this quick.
I think it goes above and beyond that.
But,
at least some people let you go out there and pick your own. I don't think you can allow that. You know what?
What?
I went to this, you find the cutest little knickknacks in a consignment shop.
Well, I don't do knickknacks. That's collectors at my age.
No, that's not like knickknacks, like big things. Like, I got these two pictures, and they're so adorable. And I totally forgot I had them.
Oh, yes, Missy. Jim will help them. He is wonderful.
Oh, you know what? I haven't talked to Jim in a while. He'd be a good one to get on.
I'm making a list, you guys, and we're going to divvy it up between Roz and I and see which ones have to contact. We're going to make an assignment, a homework assignment.
I know I could get Jim on. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's been in Opposing the Matrix a couple of weeks ago, and it was just so nice to hear his voice and hear how he's been doing.
Wow. Did I tell you I finally got a hold of Augusto?
No. No,
yeah,
I emailed with Augusto yesterday because I had called him to see if he could help me host last night's show, and he got the message this morning.
Aw. I know Connor was wanting a little. I talked to him finally. I think we were on the phone for about a good hour.
He is such a dear, sweet man.
Yeah.
a good job on that Zeta thing, article he did.
Uh-huh.
You know, those Zetas and all these, you call them mediums, now they call them aliens. Bad information. I mean, they give them solid information as well, but it's always tied to the wrong spiritual force, you know? So many people. You can hear that paper, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So many people are so deceived now. It's just...
So many people are what?
Deceived.
Oh, yeah.
Confused.
That's sad.
Connie, help with it. Is that H-U-F missing?
I tell you, I got more paint than Michael.
And who is that? Who is that, Connie?
Who's what?
That Miss Connie Hoff. What is the address?
Who's that?
Someone that Missy suggested, a Connie Hoff. About knowing the enemy. That was right in the basic theme of the show.
I want to get, huh? Man, I've been talking like that since the beginning, preparing for battle started. Where did this come from? That's cute. I've been listening to, I've been going back into my old shows and listening to them, and it's bringing me back to where I was in the beginning, my mentality, and it's a call to anguish. It's
like David Wilkerson.
Yeah.
I miss him. I miss getting his new
man
writing, but.
I really liked him. I mean, I still like him. The words, you know, I know those are words that the Lord gave him to give us. Wow. But, you know, it's like we have to keep carrying the torch, just like, you know, man, I miss Sue. I really, really miss her. I miss talking to her.
I found the link to her on Daniel's site, where someone put some of her writings on that SERIVD. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's not a word.
Well, I'm putting all of her stuff together, and once I can get all that together, then I'm going to present it on Preparing for Battle and just. And when I do it, I would hope that everybody take notes, because there's a lot of information. And there's sometimes when she would sit down with me and just give me all this stuff, and my head would spin. because you're just taking it all in all at once. And sometimes it's an overloading of information. So, you know, you have to write it down and then, you know, kind of go back to it later. And then, you know, look over it and read it and see, you know, where you're at spiritually with it and you know, pray and ask for help and understanding, because, man, I tell you, we gotta keep going with the torch. We can't just let this stuff and not bring it up again. We have to keep going with it, because whatever the Lord gives us, it's never for ourselves.
No, it's
you know,
to share.
That's right.
That's why we get on this show and embarrass ourselves, right,
mm-hmm.
Missy? Missy, just go on danielholdings.com, scroll down on the right. he's got a link to it. If you want those, I'm very interested in the fourth turning she had. That Raiders News Network is doing.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, you know what? I was looking at something the other day. One of her she sent me some. Sometimes she would just send me miscellaneous notes, and I thought of you. And she sent this one to me. It was called Yellow Brick Road. She loved tearing apart Elton John songs because she saw between the lines. That's why. And she had Yellow Brick Road up there, and it was the Pope he was standing on this yellow thing, and then he had his red ruby slippers on.
Ooh, that's spooky.
I know, right? And, I thought of you because I know that's what Larry titles you is Yellow Dorothy's Yellow Brick Road, and it's like, ooh.
But you know, all my life, because of my name.
Yes, I know.
I have to admit, people were saying that. They say, "Do you have Toto with you?" Or
I know, right? I even joked about it myself. But it was just interesting. That's all.
Yeah, that movie. I've never really looked at it since I've become a Christian for spiritual significant, because it's such an old movie, you know. I watch old movies too, but that one, I mean, it was on every year. How many times can you watch it when you're not a kid anymore?
I don't know. What was I watching the other day? I was watching The Bride of Frankenstein.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Okay. And that was just real corny because it didn't last very long. But the reason why I was watching it was because they were making things out of human parts. They were making,
hybrid.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, that is so disgusting.
I wonder what Mary Shelley was thinking when she wrote that.
No idea. She was Nephilim descendant. Yeah, it was like Bela Lugosi's time.
Yeah, and it's... You have to wonder sometimes
Who is that? Boris Koloff. That's who played it.
Boris Karloff. Which is our age, I think.
He what?
We're showing our age, or at least I am. You know, I saw that Missy Slight creepy movie.
Yeah, I saw that too. I remember hearing Larry and Stuart talking about it when it came out. I was like, I gotta see this movie. Wicked.
And I still want to do a women's roundtable and maybe even get some of our listeners to participate. That's gonna take
some
support.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If anybody wants to call in right now, you can. It'd be nice to.
Yeah, come on, call in. The number is 646-595-4784. Call in and chat with us. I mean, let's just have a coffee class.
I better go make some coffee.
I always make sure I have a full cup before the show. Of course, that means midway through the show, I've got to take a little walk, but.
Pay your water bill?
Yes. Getting old is
I don't want to hear it every time I call you.
I know, you have the greatest timing when you call.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you. I have this bag that Sue sent me, it's got all goodies in it. It's got all kinds of stuff in there.
heard anything about a memorial? Missy, have you heard anything about a memorial for Miss for Sue? I haven't heard anything.
If there was one, I don't think there is now. I think it was...
They said in a few months.
Really?
You mentioned it. Yes, in a few months. They did that with my Shirtail mother-in-law, and we still haven't had hers. I don't think. Yes, we did. And then Bruce. They did that with Bruce. I mean, it was like a good 3 months after because
really?
They cremated. Yeah, they cremated, and... So is that Sue's blog spot that's closed now, the archives blog spot? I think I downloaded it, I hope. I'll have to look.
It's gone. Her page is... Yeah.
Yeah, Missy is saying it's gone. That's a shame.
Yeah. It is. Paint that.
You're going to have to paint me a picture.
I'll paint you a picture.
I think you have to pay for those sites, Missy. So, you know.
You know, I got to be the only person on the planet that just loses. I constantly lose stuff. You know what it is? I think to myself, okay, you know, I'll put it here because that way I'll remember it. Wrong. I hide it from my own self.
I think we all do that. I do it all the time.
I know, but isn't that like... Oh, brother. That's a shame because dogs have better memories than us. They remember where they bury their bones.
Well, that's because they can smell it. Not that they remember it, that they smell it. They have scent glands, I think, on the bottoms of their paws. And when they dig, they mark things. That's why cats rub up against you to mark you with their scent.
Right.
There you go. Missy says her dad used to say, "Injun not lost, teepee lost." But my hubby says, "Oh, they moved that again." Yeah. So next Wednesday, Lord Sterling, can I schedule that or shall I wait till the last minute?
Just hold off. I guess. I don't know, Dorothy.
So, nobody wants to call in, that's okay. 646-595-4784.
Come on, you guys. I can't keep having a discussion with you lately.
A discussion with me?
I'm just teasing you.
Kadasa, call in. Missy, call in. You know what's strange is, you know, I start my
I never
day
take
going,
callers. That's what it is. What?
I start my day going through all the news, emails, the aggregators, and I'm posting. And then when I come on the show, I don't have anything to talk about. You know? Awful.
There's something wrong there.
Oh, did you guys see where, you know, Obama declared... Oh, okay. She can't tell us all. No Skype? On the day that Obama declared June LGBT month,
yeah,
on the day he signed that executive order or proclamation or whatever you call it, is the day Oklahoma City had the huge big tornado. Is it coincidence? I don't know. And they were also having gay pride. And I don't understand. Do you understand, Missy, why someone would call themselves a sexual act? I don't understand that. See, I don't understand this whole issue. It's just that my heart grieves because I know people are either lying to them about it's okay or they're lying about them that God has no grace for them. And it just... And he does. And I really think that when we do that to them, that we are the ones who are sinning at that point. I really do. It just breaks my heart. And, no, I don't know anybody who's homosexual. I just don't. I don't get out much anyway, but... I mean, if I do know anybody, they haven't told me. But I just see it, you know, I see it in so much news. And I see the pride parades where they're obviously not happy campers. I mean, look in their eyes. So, I'm just saying, we're being bad. Church is being bad again. Get the switch. Are you still there, Roz? I agree, Missy. God has no business in our marriages at all. I mean, the state has no business in our marriages. It's God who decides our marriages. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Yeah, right, Missy. What are you unpacking?
I'm not. I'm going through my son's stuff. Sorry.
Going through your son's stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I bought him new socks, and I just found them. Isn't that something? I hid them from myself, too, I guess.
Did you ask him to put them away, perhaps? I mean, he's
no.
A boy.
No, I did it to myself. All right, because they didn't need to go with him anyway, if you catch my drift.
Never ever walk in the toy room without shoes. Legos hurt, yeah. You know, you're telling me how she stepped on one of those matchbook cars, metal ones with the food on it. It was all in her bare feet when she got up in the thing.
Hey, those things hurt.
Yeah, they do.
That's downright agony.
And
especially when you're walking like in the middle of the night and they're just like randomly sticking up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I must admit I'm disappointed about for Sterling not showing up. Because
he said he was sorry.
I know, but I was looking forward to what he had
to
say.
He felt really bad. Yeah, I know. But, you know, things happen for a reason. Someone needed some help, and so, you know, that his pastor needed his time, so.
I totally get that, you know, and
I
know,
you
sometimes
do.
when you're planning to do something and somebody pops up with an emergency, I mean, your instinct is to help, so.
Incredible, just incredible. No, I understand what you're saying, Dorothy. You know, I mean, look what happened yesterday. I had work. I had work that I had to do. There was just no way around it. I didn't have a choice.
Yes, Pete. Now, I wouldn't have felt comfortable doing Lord Sterling's interview because I really don't know him that well. I don't know what he does that well. And I don't think we've actually shared what specifically we wanted to address with him. With Rob, I knew, you know, what we wanted to talk about.
Dorothy, go back into the archives and listen. I told you that.
I'm having a hard enough time keeping up with the current stuff.
Well, go into the archives and listen if you get a chance.
The Holy Living Ministries archives?
Yeah. Yep. They're there. You know, I just don't get it. How do things just like up and disappear?
Well, I know in my case there's a black hole in the corner of my bedroom.
Oh man. It must be connected to mine. Excuse me. I'm heartburn. It must be connected to mine, I tell you, because I sure can't find what I'm looking for. How did that happen? It just, you know. I'll walk away from it.
Did you walk away from it?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's no sense in standing there. I'll end up waking up sometime at 2:30 in the morning remembering what I'm looking for.
All right, if nobody else has anything to say, and Hadassah just logged out, so it's just us and Missy, I think it's about time to close up the show.
Yeah. Well, thanks for everybody for listening. I'm sorry for the mix-up and all, and
so we'll peg our hopes on next week for Lord Sterling.
Yep, and Tuesday, I think I have a guest coming on here.
Well, you know, you got to tell me so I can schedule it.
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I find out about it.
Okay.
Oh, Tom Mack said he'd come on. He'd come on right now.
Okay. Hold off. Let's see. Let's get Tom Mack on. We've got 49 minutes left.
What is it? 646. What is it? 646-595.
4784.
4784.
One of these days, you're going to write that down.
Didn't you just tell me in Skype? You said, put it in your phone.
Yes, I did. But she's going to try to get Tom Mack, Missy. Which means you and I have to ramble again.
Oh, he should be calling in just right, probably right now.
Really?
Yeah, no, right now.
She's laughing. I'm watching the board. And there's a 719 number.
Yep, that's Tom. Hello.
Well, hello, Mr. Mac.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. What's going on?
Not much. I was supposed to have Lord Sterling on tonight as a guest, and he was unable to join us. He had a prior engagement, so I have to wait till next week. But I thought, I'd see if I couldn't get someone to just come in for a few minutes. And I haven't talked to you in a while on air, so I just wanted to know, what you've been up to and what you've been finding out and everything else.
Yeah,
I've been rehabbing.
Uh-huh.
I've been rehabbing and getting myself able to walk again and
I know you said something about a CD coming out.
Yes, we have. In fact, it just went online today, and hopefully tonight sometime I will have a link on the website so people can start ordering it.
Awesome. Awesome. I was able to get a little.
I've been wondering. This is Dorothy, by the way, Tom. I've been wondering how you're doing in your rehab. I know, that's a long, hard road.
Yes, it is. You just, and it's very slow progress. But we're making progress, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely. That's good to hear, though.
Yeah, Tom's definitely had his long walk. But, he's on the road to recovery, so he's already healed.
And we're just, as I say, we're moving forward, and next month I go in to the hospital for another batch of surgery, this time on a hernia, which developed also due to the accident.
Well, by his stripes you are healed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's really good to hear from you. We haven't talked in so long. Are you doing anything with the codes recently or anything?
Oh, once in a while I do some stuff with it, but mostly on a per-request basis. We still got a lot of research, though, to do. I still have my website up, and among other things, we've put up a number of codes, and we found a lot of articles to verify what the codes were saying, especially with Larry's Missiles of October dream that he had years and years ago. In fact, when I first actually met Larry in person back in, 1996, a long time ago, but he told me about it then. I was very interested in it, and, for years I could never get a code. But the reason I couldn't get a code was I thought that it either had to be Russia or China. It turned out when we, as world conditions changed, that it wasn't Russia or China. They were only peripherally involved. And it's now shown that it was, that Iran's the big player. And all the things that I saw in that code just didn't make sense then, but now we've learned that there's capabilities that they have to launch nuclear weapons from ships. And we just had a Hagman & Hagman report talking about how there's things falling apart everywhere. And then just yesterday, and Larry Taylor posted that, I would tell people, if you're not on Larry's list, get on it.
Absolutely.
It's important. It's important, and in fact, if you go to, I'm not sure which website, but I have linked up his news wires to my website, whitestonefoundation.org, and
mm-hmm.
it's
now,
important to get.
Larry's site?
Excuse
me? You have
me?
To send him an email and request to get on his list?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I just want to make sure people understand that.
Yes, you will have to put in a request, and but I don't know of too many times he's going to turn you down. He just wants to know who's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
so what do you
important
think of the hack
to stay up on the news.
I'm sorry.
What was
what
that? What was that question?
Criteria.
Okay.
What was that, Dorothy? Can you speak up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Siri about starting World War III?
Yeah, as a U.S. invasion of Syria to start World War III.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's your thoughts on that, Tom?
I don't know that Obama really wants to invade Syria. One, we don't have enough troops available to do it, because he keeps cutting down our troop strength, and they've sort of been pulling back on recruitment and everything, and if he were to even think about doing such a thing, he'd have to reinstitute the draft, and that would be politically deadly. Plus, I don't think he's looking for a confrontation with Russia. And because the only place they could really land in Syria would be right where the Russian naval base is. Or they would have to go into Lebanon, and U.S.-Lebanese relationships have not been the best the last few years. One of the things that Obama has done is he has irritated a lot of countries, because everybody is pretty much sure that he's in the back pocket of the Saudis, because it's come out that the Saudis paid for his college education, which meant effectively they bought him a degree from Columbia, and they bought him a law degree. And what's even more interesting is when you look at his law practice, which was sort of a limited thing to begin with, all he ever did at that law firm was write memos. They didn't ever let him actually practice law and talk to clients. And so, you know, he's just not good with these things. He's
mm-hmm.
already made Putin furious, which is quite a change, because, you know, George W. Bush and Valerie Putin were good friends. They often consulted together on issues.
Mm-hmm.
And well, before Bush left office, one of the things he made a special request. He asked Putin to come over to the United States and visit just one last time, which Putin did. And, you know, it was sort of like a farewell tour. And, you know, they got along famously, but, you know, since Obama's got in there, foreign relations around the world has dropped to just huge lows. And like I say, right now Obama does not want to play with the Russians.
Mm-mm.
Because there's a few things, and I also know this from talking to DOD people, that there's just There's been too many times when Russian planes have actually approached our carriers unnoticed, which means they've got some radar technology that, or any radar technology that we don't know what to do with yet. So it's not wise to be playing with the Russians at this point until we get that problem solved.
Right.
And so, yes, I've seen speculation of an invasion of Syria, but it's really going to be a hard thing. The other place they could attack Syria from is the Golan Heights. But relations between Obama and Netanyahu are not very good either. And, you know, John Kerry showing up in Israel and playing the land for peace game with them again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just sort of yawn and say, why don't you just go home? You know, your promises are just tired. Because all they do is we give them land, they go in there and they start shooting missiles at us. Forget it. And now, just the other day, Netanyahu totally took the Palestinian state solution off the table, which was quite a surprise. I haven't had a chance to ask Barry Chamish about it.
Wow.
But I'm, you know, it's, when it comes right down to it, Middle East relations have digressed under Obama because everybody knows he's in the Saudis' back pocket. He owes his career to the Saudi Arabians.
Right, right, right.
And we can't, and they can't, you know, you're seen as biased. And that just does not fare well for the United States, and it doesn't fare well for Israel, which now realizes that the only real ally they have is India. And that's only because they both have the same problem. India's got a Islamic problem called Pakistan. And that's not going away. And in fact, Pakistan now has more nuclear weapons than India does. And India's trying to grapple with that. And so they've been working closely with the Israelis. In fact, the Israelis are the number two supplier of weapons to India right now.
Wow.
So we're looking right now at several powder kegs that could go off. Because India-Pakistan never goes away. Because Kashmir, which is a little state that borders both India and Pakistan, is still up for grabs. And nobody quite knows what's ever going to happen there. It's been quiet there for a while, but also India and Pakistan are not too forthcoming about telling what's happening there. And yes, there's occasional border skirmishes, and if Bangladesh is any kind of a indicator, India could probably, with the ground troops they have, go in and take over Pakistan within days, except for all the nuclear weapons that Pakistan possesses.
What about the the dollar? You know, a lot of people are, you know, they've been saying that for years. You know, the dollar's going to fail. Well, it's already gone, but it hasn't impacted us the way, you know, we know it will yet. But it's getting there.
Well, the thing you have to remember, the only reason the dollar hasn't collapsed already is because people believe in it. That the word Federal Reserve note on the front should be indicative of what the dollar is. It's a piece of, it's a loan.
Yeah.
It's not even really a true piece of currency. And It's, you know, it's basically, do you believe in the United States government and the Federal Reserve System? And if the answer is yes, which it still is for most people, they're going to continue to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to just work to get more Federal Reserve notes so they can go spend them in the grocery store or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, as long as you can go buy a car with your Federal Reserve notes, or you can go buy a sack of groceries, people are going to continue to believe. But the trouble is, it's going to start taking more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have watched Obama, especially the first couple of years he was in office, go on one of the wildest spending sprees I've ever seen.
I know, right?
People still don't realize that Obama has spent more in his presidency than all the previous presidents before him.
Yep. I think we all know that.
But the thing is, what people don't realize in all this is that when you spend that kind of money, the buying power of the dollar is going to decrease.
Yep.
And suddenly you walk in that grocery store to buy your apples, and suddenly they cost 30% more. Of course, the consumer price index doesn't reflect it because they just sort of assume that you don't buy groceries anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy computers.
Right.
Well, maybe that's true, but you don't buy computers in the same level you buy groceries. Because I'm sure that your husband is going to be real happy if you told him that, well, we didn't buy any groceries this month. I bought a computer instead. I'm sure Mr. Gilmore would be very happy with you.
I don't think so.
And I don't, just to ask Dorothy, I don't think Mr. Carruthers would be real happy with you either.
No,
and,
not at all.
You know, it's, so the consumer price index has really, really become a non-measure of how our dollar is doing, and they're deliberately hiding the truth. Back years and years ago, a CPA firm, one of the big eight at the time, Ernst & Winnie, actually did their own inflation study. And back when the Reagan administration was saying that inflation was 3%, they found it to be 18%.
Wow.
But again, what they've done over the years is every time something goes up in price, they take it out of the CPI and replace it with something that isn't going up in price or actually even going down in price so that they can doctor the results. And that's something that's happening with a lot of government statistics. For example, unemployment. That's another good example. They say 8% unemployment. Whereas if you really work the numbers and add back in the people that are, quote, hardcore unemployed into that number, we're talking 20-25%. And really, we don't know that number, because if you're not collecting unemployment, then the government doesn't recognize you as being unemployed.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I think we all have an idea in our head anyway that that's not an accurate number.
And, you know, the politicians want to keep that number as low as possible. And, of course, this last month they talked about how we've dropped employment and added new jobs. Well, it turns out most of the jobs that they added were from temp agencies. So I'm going, excuse me, but a temp agency is hardly full-time employment.
All right.
But then this started back in the Clinton administration when somebody would lose a good-paying $50,000 a year job. And so to make ends meet, they worked two part-time jobs, you know, barely above minimum wage, but at least it brings in some money. Well, what does Bill Clinton do? He talks about all the jobs he's creating. What he doesn't tell you is that the jobs he's creating are hamburger flipping jobs. And they don't pay. And if you do check the statistics for how much people earn in their jobs, it's been dropping here for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Especially when you measure it next to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And even all the gains we're seeing in the stock market are illusory, because when you factor in inflation, the stock market has really never gone up.
Well,
I'm really giving you all sorts of nice, wonderful news.
This isn't anything that, you know, we're not unused to, you know that.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, the interesting thing, though, people say, well, where do you get that? My source is Louis Rukeyser, once editor of Forbes magazine and also moderator of the public broadcasting system's successful show Wall Street Week for years. And, you know, he was a guy that he didn't care whether you were right or left. He was more interested in right and wrong, and I gave the man credit. And I also give him credit for another thing. He actually had a Christian financial advisor on there once, openly Christian financial advisor named Jim McKeever. He actually had him on his program. Sadly, Jim McKeever, I don't think, was quite ready for what he was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time he talked to a lot of Christians. But when you ask him the tough questions, and I had a couple of opportunities to do it when he was still alive, and he really couldn't answer my questions. And when I see that and see people putting or investing their money based upon his advice, and I mean, early on, his advice was good. In fact, his McKeever strategy letter was number one at one time. Here it is, a Christian doing a investment advisory level and beating all the hot shots in Wall Street, and he's doing it from his ranch and Oregon. But the trouble was that after he did so well, he decided to set up a mutual fund. Well, unfortunately, his mutual fund didn't do as well as his investment advisory did. And a lot of people lost a lot of money, and it did hurt him quite a bit. But I do have to, when he was number one on the list, you have to give Mr. Rukeyser credit for having him on, despite the fact that he's so openly Christian. And the sad thing is, other than Don McElvaney and now his son, I can't think of his name right off the top, I don't know of any other Christian financial advisors out there that have any kind of note. And I've met I've met Don McIlvaney a couple of times, and he does know what he's talking about, and he is well-versed, but he's also a gold bug, so remember, you have to take that into consideration. He doesn't pick stocks. But gold isn't a terribly bad place to put your money. You know, it's done well, and I think it's going to continue to do well. There's a guy named James Sinclair. I just was reading his stuff today, and he thinks gold will be $3,500 in a couple of years.
Really?
Which, if that's the case, that's going to be a very nice increase. And there are ways to play the gold market where you don't actually buy the gold, you just buy the option.
Mm-hmm.
And when the option goes up, you make an incredible return on your money. And that's true of most options, whether you're buying them on precious metals, on grains, or even on stocks. The potential for increase is incredible, especially since you don't have to lay down a lot of money to do it.
Right.
But I will spare you the rest of that. That's a little more technical in what your show's about.
Well, my thing is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really can't afford to buy, and you know, they've got to have another option.
And, man, a little pun there, but actually options are a way to do it, because you can control a lot of stock for a very small price. And it's something that I've had a lot of success personally with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought options, and you can buy them going up or you can buy them going down.
Right.
Years ago, one of my best successes was I saw how high Halliburton was going towards the end of the Bush administration. And I realized that, especially after Obama won in 2008, that Halliburton was not going to do as well with the Democrats coming into power, because not a lot of people understand that Dick Cheney was once president of Halliburton. So seeing that as an opportunity, I bought a special option called a put option. And I was able to control a lot of stock on a short basis. And so when the stock went down from 40, or down from about 50 down to 18, I made quite a bit of money in those days. And the only thing I didn't anticipate was that I would have a car accident and suddenly all that money went to pay medical bills.
Right.
Believe me, you don't want to get into a major car accident.
No.
Because my running bill on it is over $2 million now. And it will probably go over $2.5 million after the hernia surgery.
Jeez.
Or surgeries. But I thank the Lord, he's pointed me towards a very good doctor when it comes to hernias. Because I put up with a lot of mediocre doctors for a long time. And finally, one day, I just asked the Lord, what do we do about it? 2 weeks later, I get a referral to this guy, and he's done very good by me. And not only that, he's been more than the doctor. He's been a friend, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one thing I would tell people, and this has been my experience from all this, there are some really good doctors out there, but there are an awful lot of mediocre doctors. And my prayer has always been to find the good ones. And it has worked out. I just, you know, you've interviewed Chris Blodgett, and by the way, I would ask everyone to pray for Chris. He's just in the process of going to the Fiji Islands to minister for the next, what, something like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I just talked to him last night, yeah.
And I would ask everyone to pray for him. This is a really wonderful and open mission field for him. And I understand he's also, after he's done there, he's going to go to Australia and New Zealand to minister more.
Right.
And then in December, he's going back to Africa, which I'm really encouraged about, because last time he went to Zambia, he was not able to accomplish everything that he felt the Lord wanted him to do.
Yeah, he got sick.
So we've really got to lift him up, because he's going some places and the Lord's opening doors for him that are just incredible.
Yeah, he had gotten sick the last time.
Yes, and he practically came home, and there was some doubt as to whether he was going to be with us very long.
Yeah.
But the Lord made him better and got him stronger, and now he's going back out again. And I would have people check out his website, perfectgiftministries.org. And one thing I will tell you, every discussion, every talk that he has ever done on the radio is on that website free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good ministry there. And he's got some very good material, and I would advise people to get on there and download it. And he will never charge for it. We've had lots of discussions about that, and he doesn't charge. By the way, on my stuff, you really can't afford the CD. I've put up the material on treeoflife-music.com, and you can download it there. So it's, you know, it isn't like I'm trying to make lots of money. What I'm more interested in is if people believe in the music of heaven, that they would buy the CD to support the work.
Yeah.
Because we're just scratching the surface on this. We've had things happen with this, even from the early days when I just started doing this. A lot of people don't know, but I started doing it because a lady I know, we went to high school together, and you know, I did my thing. She became a big-time nurse in a big city hospital. In fact, she's the head nurse of a big city hospital. I won't say where, but she started to get tinnitus in her ears. And the fact that she was a big-time nurse in this hospital, she knew who to go to. She knew which doctors were good and which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes you get in a new town, if you want to find out who the good doctors are, ask the nurses. They know. In fact, sometime the best investment you can make is take a nurse out for lunch. and let it be known that you just want to know who the good doctors are in town. Because they know. But in her case, she had tinnitus in her ears, and she went to every doctor she could find. And nothing worked. Finally, she called me up one day and said, "Tom, I have been through every doctor around, and I am, one, I'm driving my husband nuts," which didn't like that because I grew up with her husband. And he's a really nice guy and a very patient guy. And so I know there was a lot of stress there. And so I told her I would try. And so after probably about 6 months of research, I put out some preliminary CDs. In fact, I still have a lot of those CDs in archive in my closet there. And I worked them up and I sent them to her. And within a week, she was a lot better. The ringing was gone. And that was the first healing. Well, I put up a website and featured some of the CDs, and they went around, and people with head injuries saw immediate recovery. People who, especially closed head injuries, where they got in an accident and things, and they just, suddenly they'd have lots of headaches, lots of pain. They'd listen to the music and it went away. I'm not saying it's going to happen like that for everyone, but it happens enough that it's worth trying.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it.
And, mainly I started out this thing to create another entertainment medium, but it changed, and it changed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, where I was living in Texas, we were having a horrible drought. In fact, such a horrible drought that my sister didn't even like it for me to go out, because there was spontaneous grass fires everywhere, and people were actually getting trapped in them just driving on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't really know what to do, and what happened came quite by accident. I had done my latest iteration of the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done up the music, and one day I just let it run. But what I didn't realize was I left the window open in my apartment. And so this music, for the first time in its history, was actually getting out into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, without any prediction, in fact, the weather people were saying it's just going to be hot, hot, hot.
Right.
It's not going to get any better. Well, a day and a half later, it did get better. In fact, when I woke up a day and two mornings later, I was greeted to rain. And it wasn't just a little rain, it was quite a bit of rain, which knocked the temperatures way down, and suddenly the grass fires were gone, and we actually had a pretty normal fall for Texas. And so I didn't think much about it, but my neighbor came over and said, "What was that music you were playing?" And I said, "Well, it's just my Bible music, my music mm-hmm. of heaven. We were just," and I didn't even mean to leave the window open. He said, "Well, I'm glad you did." And I said, "Well, why?" He said, "I think that's what caused the rain." I said, "Oh, no, no." And finally, he just got after me, and I said, okay, I'll do some tests, and we'll see if this is the case. And sure enough, every time I did the test, it would rain shortly thereafter. And we didn't just test it once or twice. They tested it about 10 times. And it was just incredible to watch a drought disappear just by playing the Word of God. So I continue to do testing and worked more on putting together even better music. And I've gotten a lot of help. People have sent me ideas, and some of them I've actually incorporated. And eventually, we got the rain thing working a little better. And then the accident came, and so for about a year, I wasn't able to do any research. And then when I came out here to this area, I started up the research again, and within hours of coming here and playing the music, another drought here in Colorado and New Mexico was thwarted. And people saw a drought end again by the playing of this music. And then I've seen it work just countless times. And in fact, I've put one of the pieces that I used to create the rain on the second CD that we'll be putting out probably in another week or two. We're just finishing the artwork right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on the second CD, and the name of the tune is Rain Machine. And it's the first time I've actually compiled scriptures from several places in the Bible and made a piece of music from it. Obviously, you'd know what the first scripture I used for the rain was Genesis 6 through 8.
Yeah, the beginning, a fresh beginning. Yeah.
But there are other places where it's rained. Think about the little cloud that Elijah saw. Those no bigger than your fist. And it suddenly created rain. And there are other things, but our newest one, which is, I think, a revolution in of itself, was a piece that we just created from Psalm 104. And it didn't hit me until one day I was doing my nightly scripture study, and I started reading Psalm 104, and it talked all about how the weather was stable because of the Lord. And suddenly it hit me. There is something to this. So I quick put Psalm 104 to work. I created a piece of music from it. And I sent it around to everyone. And everywhere it went, severe weather might happen around them, but it didn't happen wherever the music was played. So it's started to show that there is a way that you can get rain, but not have it so hard that it destroys the topsoil, and it just washes away into the sewer system, and you don't get any benefit. For a rain to be beneficial for farmers and for everyone else,
mm-hmm.
is it needs to be a gentle rain, because then it will absorb into the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then people will get the maximum benefit from it.
We're down to like 4 minutes, Tom. Could you repeat the website where everyone can go to?
Okay, I actually have it in three different places.
Okay.
We have treeoflife-music.com. We've got themusicofheaven.com. And we've got projectrpl.org. And all of them have free music on there. Just download to your heart's content.
Okay.
And as I say, we've got a new CD out, and we'll have a companion CD to it out probably in about 2 to 3 weeks. It just depends on the manufacturer at this point.
Mhm. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show like at last minute. I know that we haven't spoken on program in a long time. It was just really nice having you on and kind of getting an update on, you know, what you've been doing and what's been going on and what you've been, you know, how you've been doing.
Well, and you know, this isn't the only thing I do, too, is, as you noticed the other day when we talked privately, you know, we have some other ministry avenues that we've begun to explore, too.
Yep.
But we'll
yep.
save that for another time.
Yes, that's fine. All right, well, shalom, Tom, and thank you so much again for coming on.
My pleasure.
All right,
and
everyone.
Shalom, and you have a good day.
You too, Tom. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the program again. Look at our Blog Talk website to see what our next programs will be. We got some good ones coming up, so just head over there and take a look. And I pray that everyone have a blessed week and keep praying and just keep praying for one another. And,
amen.
Spending time with the Lord, we need that. All right, everyone. Shalom, and I will see you guys next week.
Father bless everybody. Good night.